Welcome to the Pregnancy After Loss podcast. I'm your host, Shannon Henry. This podcast is a place for parents to share their stories of pregnancy after loss in hopes to help themselves and others heal and find a supportive community along the way. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Pregnancy After Loss Podcast. Don't forget to rate and review the show to help reach other listeners like you. Today's guest is my friend Taylor Aguilar. We have known each other for a few years. We met through some mutual friends, and we've been friends for years. And I actually remember when Taylor and her husband started trying to get pregnant. And I remember when she unfortunately had her miscarriage and just everything that followed that. So I reached out to her and asked if she would like to share her story on the podcast. So I'm so excited to welcome her today. I'm so thankful that she's here to share her story. So I'm going to pass it off to Taylor so that she can share her story with you all.
Hey, Shannon, thank you for having me. So I want to first start off with saying I've been married for 5 years now. My husband and I, we got married in 2016. At first, we weren't really wanting to start having a family really early on. We wanted to kind of enjoy our marriage in the beginning. And it wasn't until our niece was born September of the same year that I just looked at him with the baby and I fell in love and I was like, we need to start trying. So we started to try and I really, you know, focused more on losing weight starting in October of 2016 and wanted to kind of get to a place where I was more comfortable with myself before we started really trying. And then I discovered I had polycystic ovarian syndrome, PCOS, in January of 2017. And then I went on to lose about 20 pounds. And then we started to try more and more. And right before we started to seek fertility treatment because we weren't having any luck, I felt a little off in July of 2017. So I kind of, you know, knew how my body worked and I just wanted to take a test and see. I remember he was working nights and I was just too excited about waiting for the next morning. So I just went ahead, I took the test and sure enough, it was positive. Called him, you know, he was at work and was over the moon excited. But we wanted to make sure and confirm everything. So I went and had some blood work done with my doctor's office the next day. And that blood work actually showed that I was a little early on. So they wanted to reconfirm that a few days later, just to make sure that level was going up. And sure enough, it was. It had actually doubled from what it was the previous time. And so then they ruled that I was pregnant. So my first appointment was back in July 28th was my next appointment. And I remember going into my ultrasound. I was so excited to see my little bean on the screen. And they really didn't say a whole lot in the ultrasound, but they sent me up to my doctor shortly after, and I was given the results from her. And I actually found out that I might have been a little early on to actually see the heartbeat. So they wanted to wait a couple more weeks for me to come back and recheck everything. But in the meantime, you know, not to panic. It just may have been that it was an early pregnancy test and that I just was measuring a little earlier than what they thought. So I went ahead, went home and, you know, went through the next 2 weeks, just kind of waiting things out. And then by the next appointment, just the feeling I had when I walked into the ultrasound room before they even did anything on August 10th, I was just a little more nervous. And I just knew, like, I just knew that something was wrong, just deep down in the pit of my stomach. And sure enough, when I got there, the screen didn't show a heartbeat and there was no growth past 5 weeks. And so I went up to my doctor. We talked. At first, I wanted to not get anything medically done to help with moving along with the miscarriage. I just wanted to go home. I wanted to process. And within a few days, I kind of started to go through the miscarriage process, but it was so painful that I just decided to call them. We scheduled a DNC a couple days later, and I got through that. We actually had a beach trip planned with some friends that we decided not to cancel, just so I could get away for a few days. And it did kind of help to clear my head, sit on the beach. Couldn't really enjoy it because I had just had surgery and I was taking medicine and all that stuff, but I was still able to just get my mind off of it and kind of come to peace with what had happened. And my husband and I, you know, we immediately started to try again, but I actually had several complications with my ovulation and having severe pelvic pain the months that followed after the DNC. And with no luck over the next few months, I just slowly started to lose myself. I got to a point in my life where I was depressed. I didn't really know that I was depressed until I started to see a therapist and for my husband to really tell me that I had basically lost all of my passions. He could clearly see I was not myself, and he really helped me to realize and wake up that I was so lost after the miscarriage and also after losing my grandfather earlier the next year in 2018. And so for the next year, I really decided to focus on myself again, work on our marriage. We had a lot of communication problems after the miscarriage happened, and we went through a, you know, a dark time, and we got past it, and we really focused on traveling a lot together for the next year. My husband was doing a lot of Spartan races, so we really just went to different cities and just enjoyed each other, really grew together as a couple. And then in January of 2019, I actually started to experience some really severe pain again and bleeding that led my doctor to suggest checking me for endometriosis. And in March, I had decided to have the diagnostic laparoscopy and the procedure that would flush out my tubes just to clear everything out. At the time, we really weren't thinking about getting pregnant. We were just still, you know, doing all of these trips for his Spartan races throughout the year and just enjoyed each other's company. And then on June 27th, my little sister's birthday, I was feeling off again and we went to dinner. And then I looked at him after dinner and I was like, I want to go get a test. I just feel like something is going on. And sure enough, I was pregnant again. And my initial reaction was instant tears and screaming and running to him and telling him, you know, the test was positive. And then that's when the fear started to kick in. That's when I wanted to kind of just sit there and ball up in a ball, because I knew around the exact same time 2 years ago was when I found out I was pregnant the first time. And I just knew I needed to stay calm. I needed to reach out to my doctor to get the blood work again and just make sure those levels were going up. And those levels this time, they were a lot higher than the first. And that's when I was a little more at peace with it, knowing that this could be a viable pregnancy. And so we got through that. And then I went to my first appointment. I remember feeling more nervous than I did the first time around because of the fear of miscarriage. We were more hesitant this time to tell anybody until we confirmed everything, until we got the first heartbeat. And that's what we did. We waited until the first appointment when the doctor confirmed that it was viable and that we we're definitely having a baby. And, you know, then we told our immediate family and then everything just fell into place. And, you know, every time I went to the next appointment, I was fearful. I was more nervous than the time before, but I always, you know, asked about the heartbeat. I always asked all the questions that I could think of. Anytime I had an ultrasound, I almost kept going back to that first pregnancy and going back to the day that I, you know, there was no heartbeat. And I just kept thinking of that. But every time I went and he was still there and everything was good. And then once I started to feel him kick and just move around, it became real to me. And when we got to the gender reveal, that's when it hit me even more that this was real, this was happening. And the more and more that I would feel him kick and the more and more that I would get bigger, it finally sunk in that this was real and that this was God's plan for me, because we went through so much to get to this point. And then, you know, I was blessed to have a healthy pregnancy all the way through. Towards the end, though, in the last few weeks, I actually did have some preeclampsia. I was having severe blood pressure problems towards the end because my other grandfather, had been hospitalized in January of 2020. And we were just going through all of that at the time. And I kept remembering every appointment from there on out. It's like I would get more nervous with my papa in the hospital and everything. And my doctor would always say, you know, I need to stay calm. And it was hard. I'm a very anxious person. And I found that out, you know, during and after this pregnancy, that I did have some severe anxiety that we finally got under control after I had my son. And it's helped in the long run, but I definitely remember just all the nerves towards the end when I got admitted to the hospital and I wasn't even dilated yet. I was fearful of things going wrong. I was, you know, just, I was so out of it towards the end because they had so many things that they had me on to get me to dilate. And just, I ended up having an emergency C-section because of I ended up running a fever and getting an infection and they were worried about his heart rate. And so that was scary. The actual birth was more traumatic than anything, but in the end, mama and baby were healthy. And yeah, we have a beautiful boy who is 14 months now and he's walking everywhere and we're just so blessed.
I can't get over when I see pictures of your little boy now. Like, I still remember when you told me that you were pregnant again and like that joy that I felt for you. And this was before I had ever experienced my own miscarriage. So, and I remember you were like such a blessing when I had my own miscarriage. Just because, you know, it does help to have those people around
mm-hmm.
who have been through it and can, you know, tell you that, you know, this sucks, but like, I'm still here to tell you that it sucks. So like, you're going to be okay. And you're going to make it through the other side. So how would you say, you know, your loss has maybe, I know this is your first child. But do you think that maybe your loss has affected how you parent at all? I know that's hard to say because you don't have anything else to compare it to, but do you feel that maybe it does?
I would say yes. Being that, you know, we lost our first and everything, and this is our first child, I'm a little more concerned and anxious about things. And I definitely baby him, according to my husband. And so I feel like I am still getting to a point where I'm trying to parent more than baby, but I definitely think it has something to do with that. Just all the things that we went through to get to this point and everything.
Yeah, that definitely makes sense. And a lot of the support groups that I've been in over the past year, I do hear a lot of that, you know, the way that you treat your child that did make it, that is living, you know, it's like, you really want to cherish all those moments even more so that you can maybe say, quote unquote, that you baby them more. I think men always think that that we baby our kids more, but I mean, it is true. You know, those things, you know, even subconsciously sometimes do affect, I feel like, every aspect of our lives, you know, just being more appreciative of people around us, just, you know, really not trying not to take for granted, you know, those moments. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything that you would like to share? If you had one thing with a woman who is going through a loss or who just found out that she's pregnant after a loss, that you learned along the way?
Honestly, the best advice I could give, even though you're fearful, if you do get pregnant again, embrace it, embrace the journey that you are on, because even though there's, you know, grief and sadness and loss, embracing every moment helps you to find the joy in embracing your journey.
Definitely. That is so good. Well, I'm so thankful that you came on here and shared your story. I really appreciate it. I know it's a vulnerable thing to share about a loss. In pregnancy just in general, but pregnancy after loss. So I just want to thank you for taking the time to share your story. I hope that it helps other women out there. I know you're watching your pregnancy after your loss definitely helps me. So I just want to thank you, and it was great talking to you.
Sure, not a problem. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of the Pregnancy After Loss podcast. Don't forget to check out the show notes to connect to today's guest and find any resources shared in today's episode. To catch new episodes, subscribe to the show on whichever platform you listen to podcasts. Until next time.